Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help me out with this?
It's about the what? The police department?
No, it is a public opinion. It is about a public opinion survey about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. I'm not going to take a lot of time on this. Not sure if you can help me out with that. Hello?
Okay.
All right. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
All right. And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Hey, you know what? I'm not into politics at all. I don't know.
All right, but generally speaking, and about what you can see in Hector County, do you think that they are on the right track or are the things in general on the wrong track?
Oh, I think they're doing good, no? I think.
Got it. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment, based on what you can see?
The threat on high schools.
Mm-hmm.
When they're always saying that there's a guy with a gun or a bomb in the high school.
So do you think that the most important issue at the moment in Hector County is about the education portion?
About that.
Okay. And let me ask you, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good? Got it. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Hopefully it's at least the same.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Oh, it's a lot, but...
So do you feel
about
very
politics
concerned?
It's all about politics in Hector County.
Got it. So about that, do you feel very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Got it. Now, I am going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. So please tell me how you rate each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. So I'll be telling you the first one. What do you think about offering job opportunities in your field? In Hector County, do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay. Now, what about public safety and low crime?
It's good.
That's good. And what about welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
That's good.
That's good. Okay. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
That's good.
Good. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
That's good.
That's good. Okay. And what about effective leadership from elected officials?
Hey, I don't know about that. Well, it must be good because everything is working good.
Got it. And what about availability of affordable housing? Do you think that is
good.
Excellent? Good. Okay.
Good, good.
And what about public transportation?
Yeah, I don't use public transportation. I don't know about public transportation. Fair, I guess.
Fair. Okay, got it. And now what about the availability of quality health care?
It's fair.
Fair. Okay. and a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Okay, they break out. Say what?
I'm sorry. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I think it's good.
Good, okay. And what about natural beauty and physical setting?
Fair, I guess.
Fair, okay. And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
What about quality of the public schools?
Fair.
And what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I guess it's fair. I don't know.
Fair. Understood. Now, we are now in a 41% completion. We are doing this faster, so thank you so much. Now, let me ask you. I'm going to read you a list of, you know, some specific items. So now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. So what do you think about entrepreneurs and people starting new business? Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor for these people to live? Okay. What about people living below the poverty line?
What I think about the people?
We are, at the moment, we are rating Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. So what about people living below the poverty line? Do you think that Exeter County is a place to live?
I think so.
So it's good, excellent, fair, poor?
Fair.
Fair? Okay. What about young and single people?
I think it's good.
Good, okay. And what about immigrants from other countries?
I think it's good.
Good. And what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Must be good.
And people like you?
That's good.
What about racial and ethnic minorities?
I think it's good.
Good. And what about for retirees?
Good.
And what about for families and with children?
Good.
Understood. Now, let me ask you, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, and over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Exeter County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Hopefully it stays the same.
Understood. Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Exeter County? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
And now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Exeter County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Confident.
Very confident or somewhat confident?
Very confident.
Very confident. Got it. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Exeter County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Got it. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County? Very confident. Somewhat confident, not too confident.
Somewhat.
Not somewhat. Okay. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Exeter County in the next 5 years? very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Likely.
Very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that your family, that you, I'm sorry, or your family member are likely to move out from that area?
Oh, to move out?
Yeah, I mean, what is the reason behind, or the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move out from their area?
Oh, no. Not right now.
All right, so you are not likely to move out from Hector County?
No.
Okay, got it. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
GED.
Some college graduate?
Me or?
No, you. Yeah, you.
Oh, no. High school.
High school. Got it.
Yeah.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Well, I'm Democrat, but
okay.
Now I'm hoping for a Republican to win.
Oh, got it. And what is your age?
55.
Got it. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Got it. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Got it. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
All right. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, between $40,000
yes.
and $74,000, or above
between
the $75,000?
Between
20 and 30. Oh, got it. And now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Employed.
Employed. Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Got it. And in your in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as a male, female, something else? It's just a question, sir. I apologize.
Male.
Got it. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
All right. Sir, I really appreciate all your time. Thank you very much for all the answers. This completed our survey today. I hope you have a wonderful
day
and take care, okay? Thank you.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.